It's been 3 years, and not the best circumstances to launch a new business given a pandemic lockdown, but hearing well matters has already ingrained itself in the community. Owner, clinician and Burlington resident Rob Hamilton has been testing the hearing of Burlington residents since 2020. Incredibly, in that short time frame, Hearing Well Matters has garnered a 5-star rating on Google reviews, with comments and compliments flowing in from the public. I'm very proud of some 205 star reviews, that's great, he said. Our patients have responded well to us. Hamilton said he couldn't be happier, not only for his independent hearing clinic, but also for the public who, like himself, realize the importance of hearing well. As a certified hearing instrument specialist, he has the right and privilege of testing hearing and testing and programming hearing devices. He enjoys being able to help people hear their best. Hamilton knows firsthand the importance of hearing since he suffers hearing loss himself and wears hearing devices. Hearing is our most social of senses, said Hamilton, who in the past worked for 5 years at Starkey Hearing Technologies, one of the leading global manufacturers of hearing instruments. It was a bit of a challenge with COVID, since it disproportionately affects seniors, so the clientele was restricted, he said, noting his clinic features state-of-the-art equipment featuring 2 testing suites. Families and couples can get their hearing tested at the same time. It's the ideal setup for couples or friends to get their hearing tested together, he explained. Being family-owned and operated allows him flexibility with scheduling as well, and Hearing Well Matters offers testing times that work for anyone, he added. Free hearing tests are available for anyone who wants to have their hearing tested. Hearing is important for day-to-day communication, but it's also important for brain health and without good hearing, patients face cognitive decline, Hamilton said. Hearing is so important for long-term and short-term health. Hamilton does extensive outreach with Ken Karp, the Burlington Senior Center, the Lawn Bowling Club, the Burlington Curling Club, the Curling Club at Burlington Golf and Country, the Burlington Pickleball Association and more. He said the community has responded well to the outreach. I just try to connect with people in the community, he said, adding he plans to be here for the long haul. I understand the struggles of people with hearing loss and I'm empathetic, he said. We take our hearing for granted. We don't seem to remember how well we hear when we are younger, but it happens. He said the average age for being fit for hearing aids is 61, but 30 years ago it was mid-70s. People are aging healthier. They realize the importance of quality of life and I'm seeing much younger patients and some in their 50s or 60s. He said he's happy to test people right down to the age of 7 or 8. Hamilton recommends an annual check after the age of 50 since hearing can change sometimes due to disease or infections. Calling the city home for the last 25 years, Hamilton and his wife live just around the corner from the hearing clinic at 575 Maple Avenue, in the Ida Plaza. His son, 23, is studying audiology at Conestoga College currently. Most recently, Hamilton is happy to share. He stopped by the newest exhibition at Joseph Brandt Museum, Sound, Just Sound. So impressed by the interactive exhibit, he quickly reached out to find out how he could support it. He could see the importance of having people, specifically seniors, learn more about sound. To that end, from now until the exhibit's completion at the end of March, seniors can visit for half price minus $4. With a focus on sensing sounds, this exhibit is a great fit for Hearing Well Matters and we encourage all seniors to take advantage of the fee.